was yesterday at this time, isn't it? And we are so glad that you are out for this first of several Christmas celebrations. You know, we love this time of year for a lot of reasons. We love it because the birth of our Savior is so important to us, and the festivities. It's just a lot of fun to gather like this when we have such a high purpose for gathering, and then to sing praise and celebrate the birth of our Savior. And tonight, well, we kick the season off, and you'll enjoy this time tonight as our combined choirs bless our hearts. And then in the weeks to follow, every Sunday at 4 o'clock, we'll be celebrating the birth of our Savior, and I hope you'll be here for all of those. But tonight, we are a Baptist church, Pastor. Aren't you going to take an offering? And the answer is yes, just not now. We're going to take it when you leave. Our ushers will be at the back. If you brought your offering tonight, and often people do on Sunday evenings, you just drop it in the baskets on the way out. I hope you'll do that. And I want to pray, and then I'm going to turn it over to our music team and what they've got in store for us. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you that we gather this place to worship and celebrate the greatest single event, perhaps, in human history. And that is the birth of our Savior. And we thank you, for without his birth, we have no hope. And we thank you that 2,000 plus years ago, he came into the world, he left heaven, he thought it not robbery, and he left heaven, took on flesh as a babe in the manger, and he grew to be our Savior on the cross. We are so grateful. We are so thankful. And we are filled with joy, especially as we begin this season of Advent and celebrating our salvation and our Savior's birth. Bless this evening and all our kids and choirs and all that they do and bring to us. May it be honoring and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. want to worship you, Lord. We adore you with all that is within us. This is our song of love to you, Lord.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, what shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. And they were praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying,
Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born.
And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also."
When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was.
And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy.
Had the opportunity to work with children's choir. We've had volunteers, but this year I decided I wanted to go in and help them. And it's wonderful to get to see these little ones and get to know them. Lots of times I'll be walking down the hall or something like that and see one of them, and they all run up to me and they know me by name now. And so it's wonderful. Like I said, thank you, parents, so much for bringing your children and letting us work with them. It's so important that we train a child up in the way they should go. And when they grow old, we pray, as the scripture says, they won't depart from it. But this is one of the parts that we do in training our children to sing unto the Lord a new song. So again, thank you, parents, for giving us the privilege of working with your children. It's just a great joy. And thank you, workers, so much for working with them. And we appreciate that so very much.
Thank you. filled with awe by the truth.
Meet the sky of winter wonder, how the joy within me thunders.
Let's sing the greatest song to come and walk this world below. It's the message that the love of God won't go. Christmas tells me so.
Heaven's bright, holy hall to a dark cattle stall.
With a heart so moved by mercy, tells me God so loved the fallen ones, those dying in the world undone. God so loved, He gave His only Son. Christmas tells me so.
Thank you. Aren't we grateful for what the name Jesus means? Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. That's what he was when he came into the world. Think about that, a babe whom we recognize to encompass all of those things for us. And that's not the end of the story, of course, you know, that one day the Bible says at his name, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to God the Father. One day, that's his name. That's how important his name is. You know what? Sometimes when the struggle is there, what is it about the name of Jesus that just comforts us? Just to say the name of Jesus. You've done it, haven't you? Jesus. Jesus. All over the world, when people have trouble, what do? They call Jesus. Jesus, help me. Even the atheists call out to Jesus when they're in trouble. Jesus. There's something about that name, isn't there? And we begin this season tonight. And haven't they done a great job? Wouldn't you give them a hand of good? Didn't they do a great job? And pray for them, because they've got more music. They haven't even learned their Christmas choir music yet. They haven't even started on it, have you? Oh, y'all have. You have started on it. Just a couple of weeks, and they'll be bringing that next week, another Christmas special. Our children will be blessing us all by themselves, and they have a way of stealing the show, don't they? And Alice and I were in the back and watching these little ones up here. Just what a blessing the little ones are. They're special, aren't they? And a lot of grandkids up here, I thought, too. And grandkids are really special, I think. Well, it is just a beautiful time of the year, and I hope that tonight has helped kind of kick that off for you here at Ridgecrest. We love it. I hope to see you every Sunday, both morning and in the afternoons at 4 o'clock. And by the way, we are back on our regular Wednesday night schedule. And this coming Wednesday, I'm going to do something I want to invite you to. People have been asking me about the spiritual warfare series that we've been in. And I've been doing that on Sunday nights, but because of our book study to come in January on Sunday nights, and because of our Christmas emphasis during December, I'm going to move the rest of that series to Wednesday night. So be with us at 6 p.m. in the Pastor's Bible Study in the Fellowship Hall. I'm going to pick up this coming Wednesday night with the next in that series. And so if you're wondering, I just didn't want you to wait till February or March for us to begin that series again. So hope to see you down there Wednesday night. We're on a regular schedule. It's going to be a busy Christmas season. I like that. Lots of parties, lots of celebrations. Enjoy it. Don't get in such a rush that you don't enjoy it. Enjoy the rush. Just don't go to the mall. That's what Amazon is for, all right? But at any rate, just have a great season. Decide right now that I'm not going to let the rush of Christmas rob me of the joy of Christmas. And I'm going to be full of joy all on the way. Alice and I were in the grocery store the other night, and a man walked by. He almost ran over us with his buggy. And then he looked up, and he moved the buggy aside. As he went by, he said, "How y'all doing? Merry Christmas." I thought, that's pretty good. I guess maybe, especially after you ran over the guy with your buggy. I mean, it's hard to be upset at a guy who says Merry Christmas to you, isn't it? Well, I wasn't anyway. But enjoy the season. Start right now. It's early. So that, because it'll be gone quickly. It got here fast, didn't it? It'll be gone quickly. So don't miss it. Have great fun during the season. Well, we're almost finished. But we've got one more. Our choir has one more that they're going to bring to you. And then after that, you will be dismissed. All right? So, Tim, Debbie, orchestra, choir, y'all ready? Let her rip. Is that what you say on a Christmas song? I don't know.